Thank you for calling XPO. This is Terrell. How can I help you?
Yes, I have a customer calling in. He has an appointment scheduled for today, and he's just wondering what time it's going to be because it's getting close to the end of his window.
All right. What's the order number?
It is 685-265-78.
Now, what is your name?
My name's Alicia.
All right, just a second. And verify the customer name and address.
Robert Noster, 353 Hobble Bush Lane, Vernon Hills, Illinois, 661.
All right. Just a second.
Okay.
It appears this customer was given the wrong time frame. Customer is stop number 11, and the tech is at stop number 7. I actually have to send a special request for the tech to give the customer a call and update them with their time frame or their ETA.
Okay.
It says 1 to 3 for the prior.
Yeah, on here it shows 7 to 1.
Yeah, there's a lot of confusion on here. So that's why I'm asking that they give the customer a call. So it should be between 1 and 2, but I have the tech give them a call. Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold?
No, absolutely. Go ahead.
All right. Just a moment.
Okay.
All right, I sent that message with the customer number.
Okay.
And they will return the customer call back. Was there anything else?
Okay. Nope, that's it. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. And thanks for calling XPO too.
All right, you have a great day.
I hope you do the same. Bye-bye.